We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former 49ers offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider, Alex Boone, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, take us through the wide range of emotions, man. How you feeling today after what you saw yesterday?
I mean, I'm upset. I know you guys are too, and I'm sure the fans are too. I mean, you just said it. 21 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, less than a quarter. I mean, half a quarter. That's something that can't happen. And you talk about a team, a defense that was keeping Patrick Mahomes in check the entire day. You know what I even love? I love the fact that Jimmy Ward ran into him as hard as he could and smacked him to let him know, like, listen, dude, I'm not the Tennessee Titans. I'm not going to let you just walk into our end zone. But you talk about having to be a championship team, you have to do it for four quarters, not three and a half. And it's sad because that was their game to win.
Coffee's for closers, and unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to have that coffee, Alex, because they couldn't close. Where do you pin the blame? Is it on the defense for not mixing it up late? Is it on Kyle Shanahan for not going for the jugular? When you look at the game and the reason why it got away from him, where do you place the blame?
Listen, it's hard to place blame on anybody because you're in the Super Bowl, but when you look at this, you look at those two plays that happened. You say, hey, listen, they were kept in check the entire day. Troy and Joe even made a huge comment like, man, this offense has been kept in check. What it was Andy Reid saying, hey, listen, let's not go out and do too much. Pat didn't start like his normal self. He was a little shaky. He was a little not in it. His throws were a little behind. He threw two interceptions. That was very uncharacteristic. But what happened that I kept saying all week to watch out for is he can come back. He's one of these guys that you have to put him down and out the entire game. You cannot let him get any little spark. And the minute that he throws it to Sammy Watkins for a 40-yarder, this team all of a sudden has new life, right? He's sitting back saying, hey, guys, see, it's there the whole time. We just needed to be patient. Next thing you know, he's throwing another one to Tyreek Hill while he's getting hit. This team has to be like, oh my God, this is exactly why we love Patrick. We're down and out, and he's the one savior we needed.
Alex, were you surprised that Kansas City was able to run the ball with the conviction and success they were able to do against the Niners?
You know what? I'll be the first to say I'm super surprised. I went into this game saying, listen, if there was one thing that I didn't give this team a chance with, it was their run game. I was thinking, man, you know what? With this linebacking core, with the way that they've been playing, with the juice that they've had. But you know what? Quan looked a little out of it yesterday. There was times where he was on the guy on Damian Williams, and it was like Damian Williams had something to prove, man. He was pissed off that people were talking about the other team's run game. He even came out after the game and said it. Listen, I have ears. I can hear. Y'all want to talk about their run game? I wanted you to talk about our run game. People like that should be dangerous because they go out and they say, hey, listen, I don't need to listen to you. I'm going to show you. And they did. They showed that defense that you don't respect us enough. This is why we're going to hurt you.
Alex Boone joins the show here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think about how head coach Kyle Shanahan managed the end of the first half? He could have called a timeout right before Kansas City punted. It would have given them the ball back with two timeouts and about a minute 37 to play, and that's being generous. Instead, he let it run down inside of a minute, got the ball back, and then everything that unfolded. How did you think of that game management?
You know what? I'm not going to come down on him now, and I've said this before at other times in the season when everyone has. You can't really do that. I see the game he wanted to play. This is the, hey, let's keep the ball away from them type of game. If they want to bleed the clock, we'll let them bleed the clock. We have the advantage right now. The problem is people are saying that, like, this team was down. They were winning. Like, they're at the time, they're good. Listen, we're going to run. This is what we do. We just bleed it down and down and down, and eventually our run game keeps going. But what happens is they get into the fourth quarter, and he starts throwing it a little bit too much. And then all of a sudden these balls get batted down, and then all of a sudden your second and nine goes to third and nine, and then you're like, wait a minute. What just happened? Because there was a few times where I turned around like, how is it third and 15? Well, all of a sudden you got penalties now. They start showing up. At times like this, teams can become undisciplined, and they kind of unravel a little bit, and they go into this oh my God mode, because all of a sudden Pat starts like getting excited on the other side, and their team starts breathing new life. That to me was kind of when it started to happen. These penalties show up, second and nine turns to third and 15, and all of a sudden this offense is saying, oh my God, we got to keep up with them now, and that's not a place you want to be in the Super Bowl.
Do you think that Kyle Shanahan and the play calling put the offensive line in a bad position because of what you're saying? It felt like because they got away from the run, Kansas City was able to cut it loose, and they had trouble containing the pressure.
No, I think that, you know, a lot of it, too, was they wanted to play into their play action, which is fine. That's what they do. And, you know, people are looking back and they're like, wow, Jimmy really did have to throw the ball more than they did. And I think that was a little bit of the game plan, because you saw at times, I mean, Reggie Ragland at times was in the backfield on these play actions. There was guys wide open in the back end. You just got to make the throw. They upped their pressure. They started to get more exotic towards the end. That's when you saw Jimmy really starting to get hit. I mean, Spags is smart. He's like, hey, listen, let's just kind of play this little, you know, easy on them. We're not going to show them anything crazy. And all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, there's guys everywhere. I mean, even I was looking at it like, man, if I'm an old lineman, who am I picking up? Like, there's guys looping and twisting. That's how you get them. And then, you know, Joe's out for a little bit, and then he's back in. I mean, to me, this game was like, wow, really, really had it. But Kansas City was right. They knew that if they stopped the run game and we put this in Jimmy's hands and we just step up and get a little bit exotic and hit him a little bit, we can win this game because we have Patrick Mahomes.
And to that point, Alex, excuse me, I thought that you're absolutely right that in which Kansas City came after him. Kansas City didn't look like the Niners could block them man to a man with consistency. Guys were taking turns getting beat, and yes, and that's why you saw Raheem Mostert hit him on that quick 17-yard run, because they were pinning their ears back. But when you look at this team, far as the run game, just with consistency, why wasn't it there? Was it due to Kansas City controlling the clock? Why did you see the inconsistency? Wasn't it the Niners wouldn't have success running the ball, but didn't seem like they had a rhythm? Did you see them saying?
100%. I'm glad you said that, the rhythm factor. It seemed to me like the whole game, and don't get me wrong, there were times that Jimmy threw the ball that we were like, whoa, easy, buddy, calm down. It's just another game, right? Like, everybody goes through this. I tell you this. You sit there for 2 weeks, and you're super ramped up, and then all of a sudden you go out there, and everything's crazy. You need time to settle down. You go out, and they're running the ball. You're right. Listen, they ran the ball for 17 yards on one of those drives. The first play, like, I was like, oh, man, they're just going to run the ball 8 times again just to show them what's up. But all of a sudden you start thinking, hey, we've got to kind of pick this up a little bit. We can't just keep running the ball, because then they're going to load up the box. We're going to start doing this. Then they start batting balls down. Nothing is worse than a ball that's batted down, because everybody just feels like it's a wasted play, right? Like, we had the receiver open. At times Debo was open, but Chris Jones just kept smacking the ball down. You can't let guys do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, at times you start to see it unravel a little bit, and you're like, no, dude, you got to keep executing. This is the Super Bowl. You have to go all out for this. And at times Kansas City showed up, and that's why they won.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. We tried to spend at least some time looking for some of the positives in yesterday's loss. We all agreed Nick Bosa was an absolute force. I mean, how would you even bother going about trying to stop that guy? Could you stop that guy?
No, I mean, you every which way you're going to have to. I mean, you talk about what you're putting on film for next year. People are going to be watching that like, we're going to have to chip this kid the whole game. There was times where he was so fast off the ball that he was halfway to Mahomes before Fisher was even out of his stance. I'm not even kidding you. I mean, this kid is incredible. And the way that he can move laterally is so impressive to me, because at times guys are give you a big tell, right? Like, they're leaning that way. You can just, you know, Lo, you've seen it. You're like, that guy's going to the A-gap for sure. With right. Nick, you're not sure where he's going. And he's so quick to get in there. I mean, on that sack where he knocks the ball loose, you're like, oh my God, they had no time to do anything. And that was the game plan for a long time. Like, listen, Patrick, as soon as you catch that ball, you got to get it out, because you're going to get hit. And he was getting hit. So credit them for playing well.
Alex, do you find this kind of interesting or ironic? If you think of Nicky Bosa, if you look at Debo Samuel, think about the two rookies. When you think about, is the stage going to get too big? Were those the two guys that you were shocked that those two guys played as well as any veteran on that team? Was that kind of surprising?
Not at all. I think that with Nick especially, I was like, you know what? Big players show up in big games, and he's been doing that all year. And there are times where, yeah, he's been quiet, but those are games where three guys are blocking him. I mean, that's what's going to take to stop him. You're going to have to chip him with the tight end, chip him with the back, send the line to him. I mean, that is an incredible reel that he put on this entire year. And then you look on the other side, I would almost go as to say that Debo Samuel deserves the offensive rookie MVP of the year over Kyler Murray. Look what he's done. Not only in the season as he caught on late in the year, but in the playoffs, what he's done, what people now are saying about him. He gets the ball in these reverses. He's extremely dangerous. And not only that, he can catch a slant and truck stick your safety. Oh, my God, this kid's going to be incredible.
The only person that was able to stop him, in my opinion, was Kyle Shanahan. It looked like he went away from the motion, and he went away from Debo Samuel. Do you think that Kyle got a little bit tight with the play calling, especially those last couple of drives?
I mean, we all saw it. And at times, you just feel it. You know, they caught the momentum and the Niners lost it. And I think as a coach, I would have done the same thing. I would have started to kind of panic a little bit because that is Patrick Mahomes, and I know what he can do. But you know what? Giving the ball to Deebo Samuel has not gone wrong yet. I mean, everything that he does with that ball is so exciting. I remember watching the reverse where Kittle was coming around, and he chips Frank Clark, and he goes off and cuts the safety. And I'm thinking there's no way he's going to catch the edge. And he did. And not only that, but he took it 15 yards up the sideline. I mean, this kid is incredible. To not give him the ball at the end of the game, it was tragic, but you know what? It's a lesson learned that I hope doesn't happen again.
Alex, I want to play some audio for you. This is Joe Staley, someone you know very well, after last night's game. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just like, this is super disappointing. This is very hard being in this moment right now. You put your heart and soul and your whole entire life into trying to be a Super Bowl champion, and you get to towards the end of your career and you realize how rare these are, opportunities are, and the emotions are all still raw and real for me right now, and I'm trying to answer questions, and I'm sorry that I'm not, but it's, put yourself in my shoes for a second. It's tough.
How do you feel for the big man there? That's got to be a tough spot for him to be in, as he so eloquently put.
Absolutely. I know, and I wanted the Niners to win for the fact that Joe would have gotten a ring, and I truly believe that he deserves one for the work that he's put in. I've worked with Joe for many years, and he was a class act, a true pro's pro guy. I mean, there was nobody that did it better than Joe. He knew the playbook inside and out. He showed up every day. He worked hard. He was a true leader in the weight room. You talk about a guy that went, you know, started out on the downs, and then we went way up with Harbaugh, and then he went all the way back down, and he's rode the roller coaster for long enough that I felt terrible for him. I really do, and I hope that they get back there next year. I really do, but you talk about this year and the road that they went on and how hard it was for them with the players that they've lost and how they made up for that and this running game and how all this came together. It's so incredibly hard, and I don't think people know that when you're a player, you put so much into it, your body, your mind, everything. So you're emotionally invested into all this, and all of a sudden it just comes crashing down. It's a terrible feeling, and I feel bad for Joe.
So I want to leave it on a high note if possible. What did you think of J-Lo and Shakira during the halftime show?
I mean, my God, they were the best performers in Miami. But, I mean, you know what would have been even better, though? If they'd have brought, like, Will Smith in there. That would have been, like, oh, I know, like, welcome to Miami. Oh, my God, that would have been incredible.
Alex Boone, former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Love you, buddy. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll catch up with you soon.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Dibs is black and blue, by the way. Good job.
We talked about it off air. Yeah,
he had it coming.
Yeah, he sure did,
yes,
Alex.
He did.
Hey, Dibs, now I know I'm ready for the comeback. Be ready.
Let's go, bro. Bring it. You better bring your lunch pail.
The comeback's real. Be prepared.
Man.
Alex Boone, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.